Brighton Festival 2018.
Blas is a Dutch creation that takes the audience inside air-filled spaces created through billowing cloth and giant inflatables. It takes place at the Moelskum Leisure Centre. Yes, you did hear that right. And it's been put together by theatre maker Boekje Schweigman with visual artist the splendidly named Kokki Ek and performer Ibelis Guardia Ferraguti. It all sounds very intriguing. So I went to Pavilion Gardens earlier today to sit in the sun with Ibelis to hear more.
Our show is called Blas in Dutch, and they translate it as blow, which is a bit difficult translatable, but okay. And it's a very visual piece with some visual artworks, actually, from artist Kokki Ek. She makes things. Well, she was actually a fashion designer, and her clothes became more bigger and bigger and bigger until she just was busy with a kind of inflatables kind of style of things. But they were actually, they become a little bit like your second skin, but they are like really big objects in the space, and we play with those.
When the audience walks in, What do they see?
You just see actually like when you wake up from your bed and all your sheets are completely like a little mountain. And that's what you see in the beginning in the space. It's a white, empty space with some weird sheets. Yeah.
Okay, but the action then takes part around the audience.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, we played a lot actually in general with Boekje because I worked with this company already for 10 years. And in general, we talk a lot about the relationship of performer and public, or whatever we do in the public. And with this piece especially, was really about this phenomenology of the subject and the object. So, meaning, we are the object of theater, and you come and you have a delightful moment until you are part of the object. You are part of what's happening, and that happens in a very kind, generous way. It's not that you feel like, oh, I have to do something. You're just being dragged towards our white world slowly but very gently.
Great, because I was looking more at the work of visual artist Kokki Ek, who's designed this. Got a great name, by the way, Kokki Ek. That's
yes,
a super
amazing
name. And she does a lot of work then with inflatables and air inside inside material. So I would imagine that kind of idea of floating, or with the name Blas, blow, that's very much a part of it, that air is going to be travelling through the environment.
Yes, actually it was. It's very interesting because in the beginning when we were making it, even me, I was a little bit blinded by the form of the inflatables because they are so amazing. But actually, as a performer, at a certain point I realized, it's not about the object, it's about the air. And Kokki uses even this term called pneuma. That is the name that involves all kinds of air forms, breeze, air, storm winds, so the air as an entity. And when I understood that, it was so much easier to understand also the dramaturgy of the piece, because it has actually a timing of air, which is different than a human timing. I play in the little first object, in the little inflatable. I am inside. I don't see anything. I don't see anything at all. So I have to actually open my sixth sense or something like that to be able to move around the space in a very precise choreography, so to say. Because otherwise it becomes also very vague and just like this balloon moving around. And the moment I realized that it was about air, then I was really listening to what the air inside this entity, inside of this textile, was telling me to do. And that's what I mean with a different timing than human timing, or my own, like what I would do with my body is very different than, but it's actually air, what I am trying to listen to and compose.
Because it's also something, I guess, we take for granted. We're sitting here in Pavilion Gardens, and it's kind of, it's very sunny, it's a little bit breezy, and also, you know, there is air going in and out of us because we're breathing, not even thinking twice about it. So I guess getting people to think a little bit more about maybe some of those things that we take for granted.
Yeah, and it's been also very often that people think about moments of birth and moments of death within this piece, because in the beginning you see these sheets that are like from your bed laying down, and I suddenly blow the little balloon very slowly, so it's like you're giving life into this little creature that slowly grows and grows and grows, and then afterwards it just actually kind of becomes smaller just by itself because of just the air cannot be contained all of the time there. And in the end, all of the people are dragged into a much bigger balloon, so to say. We call it blob. And then
that's a technical term.
Yeah. And then they are inside, and at a certain point they have to walk towards a really long tunnel. And of course, everybody like, oh yeah, the death. But if you allow yourself to just not just intellectualize what it means, but more like, what do I experience in this new space, or what does it mean for you in a more intuitive maybe way? Then yeah, it could become very emotional as well.
And taking place in the sports center, that's an unusual venue.
Yeah, it's we need a bit of a big space. And normally Bauke and I, in all my work I did with her as well, we very often choose for unconventional venues, because also it has a different expectation when you have to go all the way there, and then you are already like in a different atmosphere than in a concert hall or in a theater place. So we like to use that as well always. And yes, it's not just inside, but also a bit outside the piece, yes.
So you just arrived in Brighton. Lovely day. What do you make of Brighton so far?
Yeah, I love it. I find it amazing, also because I'm lucky that there are also so many festivals and things going on. So I am a bit surprised by the fire in the city, and also the music scene. I'm a musician as well. It's another profession I have, and I was really impressed with this music festival. So I'm really very artistic, very cultural place. I like
it. Of course. Well, welcome to Brighton.
Thanks. I'm impressed. Beautiful. And like the whole, yeah, it's, and the people as well, very welcoming and very kind.
That's Ibalis Guardia Ferraguti talking about Blast. That's at the Morskun Leisure Centre tonight and tomorrow, 6:30 and 8:45. And again on Sunday, 4 p.m. at 6:30. Sounds interesting. It sounds quite weird.
It does. And when she explained why they choose the location for it, then you suddenly think, oh, Morskun Leisure Centre, that makes sense.
Because
You go along and you're like, I don't normally see things here. But mind you, anywhere, if you were seeing inside of balloon, and it all sounds very strange.
It does,
wow.
Doesn't it? Well, I'm hoping to get to see that over the weekend.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.